Log Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homebase Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I promised you last Sunday we're going to be doing part two today of network marketing versus regular job. There's a lot of information we're going to share this morning. But first of all, I have to thank you, the listening audience, the 47,000-plus people who have come this way to Homebase Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. We thank you for tuning in. We hope that the information that you have gotten from these shows that we do been enlightening, inspiring, and has helped you on your journey of developing yourself an efficient home-based business. Well, we'll talk about part two today. We'll pick up where we left off at. So we're talking about there's three types of people that come into network marketing. You got the posers, the amateurs, and the professionals. And hopefully you have become a professional at what you're doing, and you can go to Network Marketing, Network Marketing Pro by Eric Worre materials to help you with understanding this whole concept of becoming a professional network marketer. And so our job is when people come into the business, most come in as a poser. What is a poser? That's a person, you know, they think, well, hey, if I get a few people, I'm going to make a bunch of money. They treat the business almost like a lottery ticket. They spent their money, and they're just waiting for their number to come up and think they're going to hit. They don't go, usually don't go to work. Well, you know, the bottom line is this, people. Just like anything else, there's work involved, and you got to get people to go to work. You got to turn those posers into amateurs where they become apprentices so that you can get them to go pro. Because only when they go pro will it become what it can be in terms of a long-lasting career and career option where you can make buku money. And I mean buku money. I love network marketing because it allows you to leverage your own time, effort, and energy to be able to move forward in a tremendous, tremendous industry and opportunity. And so it's important to get those new people to plug into the culture of your organization. And when I say culture, what do I mean? Well, see, culture is so important because until people buy into the culture of what you're doing, they just stand on the peripheral and don't really understand what's going on. The reason they don't get on your conference calls, attend weekly meetings, or come out to company events is they haven't bought into the culture. And what will that do? It'll do three things for you. One, it'll give you predictability of behavior. See, once they bought into the culture, then you know what people will do. Then you can begin to predict their behavior. Also, gives you a means of security because you know that if we share the same views and values, then I'm comfortable working with you. And it also becomes the ultimate authority. When people want to know why something's not right and not going right, all you got to do is reflect back on the culture of the organization. If it's not going right, it's because you're not doing it right. There's nothing wrong with the system. See, a lot of people, they'll say, well, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, they're able to they make all of them sales and bring all of them people in. They got a better market than me. No. In most cases, I can tell you the secret. They've gotten more no's than you've gotten, and they keep pushing forward. Usually what happens for the poser, in the amateur, a couple no's, and they knocked out of the box. Somebody tells them, no, 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 I'm not interested. No, I don't want any. No, no, no. And because they hear the no's so loud, they don't hear the few yeses that they get. They don't realize focusing on what works. They keep focusing on what doesn't work. Now, try such and such. You know, I didn't get, this ain't work for me. You know, but and they jump from one thing to the next. Consistency, time and consistency is so important in network marketing. If you're going to be involved, you got to be consistent in what you got to do, and you got to give it time. If you change your operating system every week, you're never going to get ahead because you never know what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing week to week, and you got to have a schedule. This is another thing that's hard for a lot of people to adjust to when they first come in because they do not treat it like a job. Your job, you know, if you're supposed to be to work Monday morning at 8 o'clock, you don't show up Tuesday at 9. You're there Monday at 8. You know, if you don't stay to 5, you don't get there at 8 and leave at 1. You know, if you do, you ain't going to keep that job very long. But do you treat your business the same as you would treat a job? Time, do you do your due diligence? Time, effort, and energy. So, so important. Put in the time, the effort, and the energy to make move your business forward. This is going to be a short show this morning. I'm out on the clock doing my exercise, and I wanted to make sure I do the things that I need to do to stay healthy and fit as building your business, because you can build your business, but if you're not alive to enjoy it by doing your exercise, then you're in trouble. Right now I'm finishing up a 5-mile walk as I'm broadcasting this show. And, you know, I want to, again, just thank people for tuning in. I just wanted to give you a couple short nuggets this morning. And, again, I'm emphasize those as I get ready to wrap up here a second. Culture. What is the culture of your team and your organization? And how do you translate that across to people? And you got to have integrity. People got to know that you do what you say you're going to do, and that you mean what you say, and that you do what you say. See, that they got to know that you, as a leader, that they can count on you for that. Integrity. Also, leadership is not what you do to people, it's what you do with people. See, in other words, the people got to know that you, as a leader, you're going to roll up your sleeves and go to work with them and help them out all along the way. I tell people on my team, I'll help you, I'll work with you, but I'm not going to do it for you. And that's important because we're trying to teach people, in most cases, who have no business skills, who have no networking skills, except for, you know, the ones like telling people about a movie or restaurant, stuff like that, and then try to teach them how to translate that into business skills. A lot of them, it's a hard journey. It's a hard step. And they, you know, they put up resistance all along the way. And your job is to show them the things that they do in everyday life, how they can make the business work for them. So it's important, if you get nothing else out of this morning's short show, is what is the culture of your organization, and how do you translate that culture to people? Remember, culture is going to give you three things. It's going to give you a means of security, an ultimate authority, and a sense of direction. See, people need to have a sense of direction. I need to be able to predict your behavior. And ultimately, whenever there's a problem, all we got to do is ask ourselves, how does it stand up next to the culture of our organization? You know, what is it that we're doing right? And as the founder of our company, YTB, says, if it ain't right, don't do it. If it ain't so, don't say it. You got to have tremendous integrity in terms of dealing with network marketing, because if you come in with traditional business values at times, you can lose your integrity. I've seen people do stuff that really is not right. New person comes in, and because you might have an issue with them, and they give you a list. You got some people that you talk to off of their list who's excited about the opportunity, and you're supposed to sign them up under them. You get people that steal people's people. That leaves a bad taste in people's mouth, and then lets them know that their friends told them, I told you I wouldn't do one of those things. And people, they cut throats. You know, so it's important, important, important that your integrity is very important in terms of this business. And that said, I'm going to close out on the integrity note. Love you. God bless you. We'll have another show next Sunday. And next Sunday we'll be on for a full half an hour. Let's say I'm finishing up my exercise this morning, about to head back home. And, you know, trying to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise. I advise you to do the same thing. Have you some type of exercise routine today? I work to blend mine with my show and my broadcast. Already knew that being out and about, exercise, I'm sweating right now, that I knew I was not going to be able to do a full half an hour show as I get this exercise in. And on my way back home, meet my wife, fix some breakfast. But the main thing is your culture of your organization is so, so important. You got to have a great culture in your organization. And that culture is going to give you those three things, predictability of behavior, means of security, and ultimate authority. And you want to focus in on that and develop that. If you got questions around how to build a culture in your organization, give us a call, always, anytime. 252-406-0774. Love you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.